On August 24th of the year 79, everything changed for the citizens of Pompeii. A sky-darkening plume erupted from Mount Vesuvius, just to the north. At first, the people just stared at the growing cloud in confusion and surprise. But then ash, pumice, and rock began to shower down on the citizens of Pompeii. By nightfall, terror had taken hold of the city. The historian Pliny the Younger, an eyewitness viewing the events from across the Bay of Naples, recounted,
"On Mount Vesuvius, broad sheets of fire and leaping flames blazed at several points, their bright glare emphasized by the brightness of the night."
Fleeing for their lives, most Pompeians hurried south, in carriages or on foot, away from the volcano's wrath. But for those who chose to stay behind, the decision proved fatal. Pliny the Younger.
"Darkness fell, not the dark of a moonless or cloudy night, but as if the lamp had been put out in a closed room. You could hear the shrieks of women, the wailing of infants, and the shouting of men."
About 2,000 Pompeians did not survive this disaster. Now you will meet some of these victims, struck down and buried by Vesuvius on that day almost 2,000 years ago.